أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم وكانوا أشد منهم قوة. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained Allah Ta'ala's great qudrat and Allah's great tolerance, that Allah does not just punish quickly, Allah does not punish more than what He can punish, and many times Allah does not even punish at all. And this in spite of the great knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, that He knows everything in the heavens and earth. He knows what is in the hearts and mind of everyone. But yet this great clemency and tolerance from Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah Ta'ala draws the attention of the people of Makkah that they should take a lesson and turn in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ كَيَا پھیرے نہیں ملک میں. Haven't these people traveled on the earth? The people of Makkah usually used to make two business journeys, one to the north to Syria and one to the south to Yemen. And on these journeys they used to see how the nations of before were destroyed. The signs were very clear still. So Allah says, have they not traveled? And then, فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ کہ دیکھ لے کیسا ہوا انجام ان لوگوں کا جو ان سے پہلے تھے. That they saw the result of those people who disbelieved before them, and how the people, how the azab of Allah came to them. The people of Thamud, their houses which they carved out from mountains are still preserved till today. It can be seen on the internet also, and if a person travels there, he can go and see it for himself also. The people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, where the Dead Sea is, and where Allah's azab had come down. All these tribes, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, the people of Lut, Hud alayhi salam, the people of Makkah used to travel in these places and saw the clear signs in their time, which was about 1400 years ago. Till today the signs are prevalent, and Allah is calling upon us that take notice of Allah's punishment when people disobey Him. وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً اور تھے ان سے بہت سخت زور میں. And these people, the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, were so strong people. Allah made iron like clay in their hands. They used to carve out whatever they want to. Allah, from the mountains, they carved out the huge, huge palaces. And so they had much more strength. In wealth also, they were much more. Bodily, their physique, their body was also much more bigger, and they were extremely strong people. When Allah destroyed them, then you weak people, where do you stand the chance in front of Allah Ta'ala? So take a lesson. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. اور اللہ وہ نہیں جس کو ٹھکائی کوئی چیز آسمانوں میں اور نہ زمین میں. And there is nothing that can make Allah Ta'ala helpless, that can overtake Allah, that can overpower Allah, and there is nothing whatsoever, neither in the heavens and neither on the earth. Allah alone is sufficient for all, for everyone, and everything is hardly like a small effort in front of Allah Ta'ala. So don't think that we have got lot power. Many times a person, because of his wealth, it goes to his head and he thinks, I can do this. Because of his connections, he feels, I can do this. Remember that all of mankind together, they are extremely weak. They are nothing in front of Allah Ta'ala. Never become bold and courageous in front of Allah Ta'ala. Wise is that person who realizes that he is weak and he humbles himself in front of Allah. But that person who wants to be haughty and proud and shows that I've got great strength, Allah Ta'ala destroys that person completely. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا وَهِي هَي سَبْ كُجْ جَانْتَ كَرْ سَكْتَ. It is only Allah that has got knowledge of everything, and only Allah that has got power over everything. Allah knows each and everything in the heavens and the earth, every drop of water of the oceans, every leaf. Allah Allah Ta'ala is fully aware. And Allah has got full control over the heavens and the earth, over all His creation. Allah Ta'ala has got full control. وَلَوْ يُعَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا اور اگر پکر کرے اللہ لوگوں کی ان کی کمائی پر. And if Allah has to take people to task on what they have done, all the sins and the wrong that mankind have to do, if Allah has to take a person to task for all his wrongs, we also, even us, if we have to think how much of wrong we have committed, if Allah has to take us to task for our eyes what we have seen wrong, for our minds that we have thought wrong, for our tongues that we have spoken wrong, we are not fit to live. We shouldn't be even cabbages, we should be worse than that. But Allah Ta'ala in His great clemency, He overlooks so much. مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ذَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةِ نَا چھوڑے زمین کے پیٹھ پر ایک بھی ہلنے چلنے والا. If Allah is to take us to task, there shouldn't be a single living thing left on the surface of the earth. Everything and everyone should have been destroyed. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى پر ان کو ڈھیل دیتا ہے ایک مقرر وعدہ تک. But Allah Ta'ala has given everyone a respite and time up to a fixed time. So that is up to one's death. In the year after, there then Allah Ta'ala will take a person to task. In this world, Allah has given us the opportunity till the very last to make tawbah, to make istighfar, to correct our lives and come to Allah Ta'ala. And when a person passes all this time and he did not make tawbah and istighfar and he dies, then Allah Ta'ala takes him to task. There also, there is great forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala in the year after. But if anyone is not forgiven, then he will be taken to task. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ پھر جب آئے ان کا وعدہ, and when the time comes, the time of death, and they did not make tawbah istighfar, they did not correct their lives, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا تو اللہ کی نگاہ میں ہے اس کے سب بندے. Then Allah is fully aware of all His servants. Nobody can escape from Allah. This is one great deception man gets, that when Allah is not taking us to task for our wrong, then we feel we are getting away. But it is the clemency, it is the mercy, it is the respite of Allah Ta'ala that is giving us a chance to make tawbah. We should not misinterpret it, and we should not misuse the mercy and the clemency of Allah Ta'ala. Wise is that person who quickly turns to Allah and makes tawbah and pleases Allah. Then in this world already he starts enjoying the favors of Allah, and of course we cannot imagine what favors he will enjoy in the qabr and the year after. This brings us to the end of Surah Fatir. The next surah is Surah Yasin. And all this is for us to take lessons and correct our lives accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.